GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This person texts to us in our conversation with Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy. He's behind the bulletproof glass in Spacious Studio 7A. I wish Jim could go around the state and speak to each senior class in assembly. I doubt our liberal educators would allow it if he could. That listener thinks that you're going to be able to make some logic to some of the people who are graduating.
Maybe I would certainly be willing to explain the fact that they got to learn how to do the math instead of how to protest.
Do we want to go down this road?
I don't think so.
All right, move on.
Because my son.
Yeah?
Ian.
Yeah?
Got permission to take time away from his class, and they marched down the hill, went in front of the Margaret Chase Smith building. His sign said, "Will there be whales?"
He's out there helping the whales, huh?
And he took Brian. And you know what I did? This was good. You know that chart that you shared with us about the subsidies for solar, right? Wind, and oil?
Yeah.
I texted it to him. That way I knew he'd look at it.
Boy, what kind of a father are you anyways?
When I did, boy, he blinked and he looked at me and he said, "So what's your point?" I said, "Maybe now's not the time for us to talk." Someone in Anson sends this text message to us. With all of the trees in our state taking in all the CO2, don't they already offset more carbon than what we produce? Isn't this a moot point? And he talks about the effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Sure.
Or reducing CO2, I guess, in Maine to at least 10% below 1990 levels by 2020 in the Efficiency Maine Trust triennial plan, which you point out to us is, unless there's a miracle, it's not going to come true within the next 3 months.
I looked at the population density of Maine versus New Jersey, for instance, and New Jersey's population density is 25 times that of Maine. Okay. Yeah. So, Maine is in, we got more woods than we have people by many times over. So it's not very hard for us to achieve some lower CO2 levels from all the woods that we grow. But that reminds me of, you know, when Mills on her UN speech said something to the effect of, if we can do it, so can't you. George, what is it that she's proclaiming that we did, that everybody else should do? Do you know? I mean, it doesn't
well, she
tell
didn't,
me much.
She didn't say what we did. She said it's what we will do, you can too. I can find that sound cut for you if you want.
Yeah.
But I guess we can all throw our hat over the wall and then try to get to it. But
so what is it we're going to do? What was it? Sign another, you know, more ridiculous bill than the one that we're talking about here right now? So we couldn't achieve the simpler goals that were laid out in the triennial plan. And now she comes along and then she says, now we're really going to have some very big, ambitious goals.
What would you expect a politician to say? I mean, you went through 8 years with LePage. He was a politician.
Yeah.
A good one, in your view. Then we went through King. We went to LePage. We went through the Baldacci. Politicians do what politicians do. They come out with a plan. And now the governor wants to increase electric cars. She wants to put heat pumps in. Solar panels, I guess, on the Blaine House. I don't know where we were on that one. But
that's what politicians last week. Do. Huh? I was there last week, by the way. I was there to shoot. And when I went by the Blaine House, I craned my neck to see if I could see any solar panels either on the building or behind the building.
I have no idea.
I saw none. I'm just reporting to you.
The only point I'm making is that's what politicians try to get a game plan.
You know what?
There's a game plan. You don't like her, you don't like it.
Well, no. How much is it? Okay. Much is that game plan going to cost us?
That's a good call.
Okay.
That's a great question.
So if they're going to, yes, sure. Cool. That's politicians being politicians. But how much is it going to end up costing? How much did this triennial plan cost us?
Oh, it'd be many hundreds of millions of dollars over the years here. But here's the other thing. Even if you had the technology, let's say, right, to do this big new Green Deal, where the heck are you going to find the human resources? You're talking a very sophisticated, complex, you know, undertaking here. And now you can't even find hardly anybody to pour coffee at the local Dunkin' Donuts. And now you're going to find...
It's just Dunkin' now. Dunkin'.
Now you got to find... Where are you going to find all of these you know, programmers and electronics engineers and mechanical engineers, electrical engineers and electricians and on, right? Where are you going to find all those? I mean, you got to talk about thousands of people to change this infrastructure. Where are you going to get them? You can't even get, look at ABM, for instance. They get signs all over every street corner saying, we're looking for people.
Oh, they are.
And now, where are they? How are you going to, even if you had the money and the technology, you don't even have the human resources. So this type of stuff is bunk. For them to come up and make these claims without any kind of factual support behind it is absolutely false to the public.
So here
shame.
It is.
Rick, shame,
Rick,
shame.
Rick loves to play this game. You're governor for a phone call. Okay. Now, you're governor for what we got here, Rick? 4 minutes. You are now governor, Jeff.
Yes.
What are you going to do? What is your plan?
Governor Lebrecht.
Governor Lebrecht.
I like the sound of that.
Right. Yeah, Governor Lebrecht. What is the plan
rolls off the
that
tongue.
You have?
I'm going to change the rate structure of how we pay for electricity, number one.
How we do that?
So what everybody has to pay their basic meter costs, right? Their fixed charge. Every month you get a fixed charge for the fixed services. You know, the telephone poles, wires, and all that stuff. You pay a fixed charge, and then you buy your energy on top of that. Now, when you do that...
Are we doing that now?
No, we're not doing that.
They send it to our house, and we pay for the electricity?
No, they're charging what we call a volumetric. In other words, they charge you for T&D based on volume rather than the fixed cost.
Okay.
Okay. So now, with this, everybody pays their fair share. So the rich people that have camps, okay, aren't being subsidized by the poor people in Section 8 housing with electric heat. Okay. Now, what ends up happening is that you end up with maybe paying 9 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity. And 9 cents a kilowatt hour of electricity, for instance, running heat pumps, gives you 90 cent equivalent oil. That'd be like buying oil heat at 90 cents a gallon. You don't need to have any kind of government program for heat pumps or anything else if the laws are put in place in a fair way. But the people in the solar and wind business and stuff fight these things because they want to capitalize on that money. So these poor people in Section 8 housing paying with electric heat are the ones subsidizing the most, giving the most subsidies towards like solar panels and stuff for their net metering.
No.
Okay.
So that's one bill.
So you plan that. So you got to get this through it. You got to get this through the legislature. You got this master plan.
That's a very simple. You order the Public Utilities Commission to do a completely new rate structure based on fixed cost instead of the old-fashioned volumetric cost.
How do you outspend the lobbyists that are going to influence the votes that's going to block your legislation, Governor?
That's where you have to have somebody strong like LePage, and you get me in there.
You can't stay out of that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, no. By the way, I found it. I wanted to play for you. This is Governor Mills speaking before the United Nations when she said, I believe, and I think the sound cut is going to play for you. She's not telling the nations of the world. I'm trying to keep a straight face there as I'm thinking of China and India. She's not telling them that Maine has already done this. She's saying Maine is going to do it, and you should too. Here's Governor Mills speaking at the United Nations.
By executive order, I have pledged that the state of Maine will be carbon neutral by 2045. And if our small state can do it, you can as well.
So it's we will be, and if we can do it, you can. So consider this. If the Efficiency Maine Trust board members said yes to this triennial plan in 2012, which was going to do all of these miraculous things, and failed, and if the governor puts out this plan today that we're going to be carbon neutral by 2045 and we fail, then I guess China and India can just keep burning what they want to burn because, well, Maine, you said you were going to do it. You didn't do it. History shows you've got plans that fail. I guess we're just going to keep burning our coal and our oil.
Wasn't it just last week that we went over what EIA, the Energy Information Agency, said? We're going to be using 50% more power by 2045 or 2050, you know? And so we're going to be, the rest of the world's going to continue to increase their energy usage. Just like we are, just like we always have been. And so solar panel isn't going to change that.
No, as we end here, is being carbon neutral at least if it were achievable, which I'm not sure, is it a good thing?
Oh, is it a good goal to have?
It's a good goal, yeah.
Well, you have to have achievable goals. Don't make ridiculous goals, Josh.
Carbon neutral is basically you remove as much carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as possible.
Right.
So is that a good plan?
No, there's no plan behind it. It's just a goal. There's a difference between a goal and a plan, Josh.
Okay. Won't give.
No. Consider this. I hear the both of you right now. Is it a good plan? Would it be good? Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Is it practicable?
I don't know.
If you want to go back and live in a cave?
Well, I don't know. Give up our
phones, give up our cars, give up our,
the goal of carbon neutrality is to get a zero carbon footprint. Is that a good idea?
Of course it's a good idea.
Okay. Is it
I got that.
Is it achievable without us sacrificing our current standard of living to the point where we're all going to be wearing bear skins?
Yeah. First of all, would society even want to take that big a step back in their standard of living?
Well, even as China and India don't.
Right. And the answer is absolutely not. People don't even want to wait 5 minutes for anything. You know, the power goes out for 5 minutes, people get upset. That's how sensitive we are.
Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy. Stirring the pot. We mean like the real physical pot, not the thing that's legal now in the state of Maine. From Spacious Studio 70, we'll talk to you again next week, Jim.
All right.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.